Good morning. Nothing like it, your water going down the wrong tube right before you need to get up to speak. I apologize for that. I had a blessed week with my parents. They're 85, and it was just wonderful to spend time with them. And I was really nervous. Mom has Parkinson's, and Dad has very weak muscle tone. But they were adorable, and I heard stories that I never knew before. My nephew and his wife and kids came down one day, and Justin and Becky and their kids came down another day, and Kaylee and I bought these really cool t-shirts, and then Becky decided she wanted to be as cool as we are, so she went out. We're all wearing the same shirts today. But it's just wonderful for my family to get to know all of you, and they look forward to coming to church sometime and meeting all of you. But it was great spending time with Becky and Justin's family. And we did buy saltwater taffies. They're in the back on the way out. Grab two or three or four for your family for Father's Day. I'll say it's for Father's Day, but really it's for everyone who wants to enjoy saltwater taffies. The good flavors, like cherry and chocolate and strawberry, lemonade. So enjoy those. Funny story, when my nephew was down, we got on a jitney, and he has two little kids, and I was up front next to him, and we went from one end to the other, got donuts, and while we were on the way up, I was like thinking, this is pretty easy, and then it dawned on me that Alex was doing all the paddling for all of us in the cart, and I was like, oh man, I'm so, because it was, did not hurt my muscles at all, and then I realized I wasn't even helping him, so... Yeah, but that's the way to ride, right? Let somebody else pedal, the whole family. It was fun. It was great to get away. And I appreciate your prayers for safety for us. Happy Father's Day to those who have children and to the men who have loved others as though they were their own children. A legacy is the footprint that we will be leaving behind. Our God is the God of generations who have left an amazing legacy for all of us. Those who follow Jesus in the past are examples of faithfulness to God. We each pray for a positive legacy. Think about those who have had some impact on you. You think about and think about what is being modeled by you for your legacy. Our fathers and dads have a lot of influence over our lives. Some of them are good, and some of them are not. Do not underestimate the impact we have on future generations, either in a good way or a not-so-good way. We need to be aware. Dads who have stumbled are certainly able to be forgiven. It is good to be open and honest with our loved ones. Others are joyfully learning from their dads that are looking forward to the promises of God. Those who love the Lord, honoring him and trusting him, please God continuously. We are all encouraged to love Jesus and be obedient in our walk with him. Personally, I have a dad who is my hero. He truly saved my life one day. My sister had been riding horses and taking lessons for quite a few years. I got a pony that used to be a race pony with the cart behind it. His name was Buddy. I had him for a week before I got my new saddle. We left the barn. We saddled up. It was the barn. You didn't draw the door shut. It was just a regular door size opening. And we set out on our ride. And I was nervous, and Buddy could tell I was nervous. So we went down the road, 100 yards. My sister wanted to go on. I said, I'm a little nervous. Maybe we should just go back and go around our farm property. And with that, Buddy took off running. And we were down the road at the bridge, and I started screaming for my dad, who fortunately was in the kitchen of the farmhouse. And I have never seen a person run 60 yards so fast in my life. Praise God, he was in the kitchen, heard me screaming, and ran from the house to the barn and stopped Buddy before he would run into the barn door, where my legs wouldn't have made it, and probably my head would not have made it. My dad is my hero, He saved my life. And I can honestly say to you that I have never heard my dad say a bad thing about anyone. That is a gift. When I think of my dad, he has never said a bad thing about anyone. He gives them grace. He gives them people grace. He gives people love. He is an amazing man. Pause for a moment to recognize the values and the qualities and habits received from both our Lord in heaven and our heavenly earthly fathers. Recognize the values, the qualities, and the habits. What legacy will you keep, and which ones will you strive to change as you move forward? It is okay to change and move forward. Those that have come before us, except for Jesus, were not perfect. How can we learn and point our lives and our families and our family lives toward Jesus? What specifically are we doing to point them to Jesus? Jesus modeled turning humility from a vice to a virtue. He and his disciples were thought to be turning the world upside down. Those who have studied Aristotle recognize that he equated humility with weakness. It is through the Christian faith that humility has become a virtue. At times, it is not easy, but we should not be selfish. We need to continue to be humble. In Philippians 2, 1 through 4, you will hear, and so listen for, the incentives to get along with others in harmony and with humility. You will hear encouragement as you are united with Christ. How will our church become one accord, being in harmony? Something for us to think about. Loving with the love of God allows us to forgive. As we stay away from the, what about me? Why me? Attitude, we keep the joy in our lives and we stay away from judging others. You will be comforted by his tenderness and compassion, and you will hear of fellowship with the Spirit. Philippians 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete. Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one and of one mind. Do not do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. What a world it would be. Selfish ambition and conceit will only make enemies within the world and within our church. Paul wanted the people to know of these things. There needs to be an emphasis of unity in the church, becoming one in the Spirit, one in love, one in purpose, and like-mindedness should exist within a church. He had been hearing that his community, the people that he had loved, the people that were praying for him, were now having arguments and differences of opinion and not working together to move forward in sharing the love of God. Even though this was meant as a joke, I have met people over the years, none of us here, I have met people over the years who have taken on this mantra. I really love mankind. It's people that I don't like. Have you ever known anyone who, when they didn't get their own way, they would turn to that mantra, it's people I don't like, or they would turn to putting other people down? Those who put others down, they are the ones that are the hurting people. It is difficult for them to become as one accord with those in their family, at their place of employment, and sometimes even at their church. We need to pray for those people. We need to let them know that Jesus loves them. Each day we are blessed with the opportunity to move forward and to learn to love with the love of God. Jesus could have been a king or sat next to God on a heavenly throne. He was equal with God, but he made himself nothing, having the very nature of a servant. Jesus was falsely accused and whipped 39 times. After each slash, he was asked to confess his sins, for which there were none. 39 slashes. He remained humble in the presence of God. He wanted people to continue to know that inward joy is attainable and would remain through faith in his Father and Father God. He wanted the people to know that the Spirit would be there to bring forth a joinedness of the same mind of love through his life and through his death. Thus, remaining united in the Lord would be part of his legacy and the people's legacy. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that was above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a world it would be. Paul continues to share a swift look at the nature of Jesus Christ through these verses. Jesus came in humility as one who is in nature with God. Jesus had taken the nature of a servant. He was a peacemaker. He was an encourager. If we look to him, we become peacemakers and we become encouragers. Jesus never put others down. He was our example. He is our example of joy. He desires joy for each of us. We need to practice joy by forgiving, repenting, and forgetting. When we feel doubts about ourselves, remember these things: how well we have lived for Jesus, how well we have loved as Jesus loved, and with Jesus, how well we have learned to let go of the hurts, the stuff that drains joy from our lives. Jesus is the ultimate master who became the lowest servant, who took joy and peace out into this world. However temporary, he was a true man. Practice being humble in the sight of God. The dictionary definition of humble is having or showing a modest estimate of one's own importance. Jesus' example spoke so much louder than words. Humility is considering others better than ourselves. I have read that it involves seeing others not on the basis of how clever, attractive, or religious they are, but through the eyes of Christ who died for each of us. They are God's children. He did nothing through selfish ambition. Do you work at advancing each other's lives? Do you snicker when someone fails? Or do you forgive them and help build them up? Jesus considered others better. Do you treat others with respect and dignity? When one seeks his or her own importance, it will lead only to moaning and caring about oneself even more. Jesus looked to others' interests. Do you genuinely care about each other's lives and interests? Do you recognize the best in others without jealousy? Theologian Bruce writes, "Rejoice in the honor paid to others rather than that paid to yourself. Be happy for others who are healthy, successful, reaching their goals, praising God. Be happy for others." Paul writes that his joy will be made complete by followers of Jesus patterning their lives after Jesus. Think about that. He finds joy by us following in Jesus' footsteps. People are meant to live together. He rejoices in our gathering together to worship him. Even if we were just a group of two, he would be rejoicing with us. When I see all of you, I am just thrilled that we are able to be together, to rejoice, to acknowledge that God loves us, to practice the opportunities to share love with one another, to worship together. As a servant in the likeness of man, Jesus could relate to everyone. He loves us, and he continues to serve us. We are urged to imitate Christ's attitude, sharing a genuine love, sharing spiritual oneness, and committed to the same purpose. Matthew Henry's commentary on these verses included him writing, "Christian love is a mutual love. Love, and you shall be loved. Christians should be of Christ's mind. We must bear a resemblance to his life if we would have the benefit of his death." Jesus was not selfish. He did not worry about his reputation. We need to work on that stopping of that me first attitude that keeps seeping into our minds. He humbled himself. He emptied himself for us. We can, and we should, strive to see others as better than ourselves. Put on the mind of Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. We choose to be humble as we choose joy. Keep choosing it every day, and keep following Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus as an example for each of us. Help us to put others first. As we leave this morning's worship, may we be of the same mind of Christ, having the same love, being in full one accord and of one mind, and look not to our own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. Allow us to not carry burdens that you never intended for us to carry. Help us to be open to your refining work within each of our lives. We look forward to the changes going on within us that allow us to be more like you. May we be aware and rejoice for these changes. We give thanks that Bob got through the surgery well and that he is feeling well. And we are thankful that Mary has the energy to care for him. We pray for Deb and Hank and Deb's mom at this time.
Deb's mom will be healing from her heart surgery in a rehab. We pray that it is a good rehab situation. And we pray for Deb, who will be working at the campground and be beside her mom. We lift up Dan's family. Father God, we pray that you just cover them with your love. Help them to get through the low points of the day and to hold on to the idea to the knowledge that you are always with them and that people have the chance and opportunity to look forward and to change their way. Allow them to look to you continuously. Be with us this week. Thank you for allowing us to be here to worship and to honor you.